When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Have you ever felt like someone or something was constantly watching your every move? Do you sometimes sense an unseen presence lurking in the shadows of your life? What if I told you that these feelings might not be mere paranoia, but a spiritual reality? My dear friends, today we will explore a topic that may send chills down your spine, but will ultimately empower you in your spiritual journey. We're exploring the realm of monitoring spirits and how to identify their presence in your life. Today, I will guide you through five critical signs that indicate you're under spiritual surveillance. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. For a moment, imagine you're a rare, exotic bird in a vast jungle. Your vibrant feathers and unique song make you stand out among the other creatures. Now, picture a skilled hunter hidden in the foliage, tracking your every movement. You can't see him, but you sense his presence. This, my friends, is similar to how monitoring spirits operate in our lives. In the book of Job, we find a verse that sheds light on this spiritual reality. Job 1 verse 7 says, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?' So, Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it.'" This verse reveals that evil forces are indeed roaming the earth, observing and seeking opportunities to interfere with God's chosen ones. As believers, we must be vigilant and aware of these spiritual dynamics. So, let us dive into the five critical signs that you might be under spiritual surveillance and learn how to combat these monitoring spirits. Number one, unexplained interference in your spiritual growth. My friends, have you ever noticed that just when you're about to make a breakthrough in your faith, something mysterious happens to throw you off course? This is no coincidence, but a telltale sign of spiritual monitoring. These monitoring spirits are like invisible adversaries, working tirelessly to hinder your progress in God's kingdom. They observe your patterns, waiting for the perfect moment to strike and derail your spiritual journey. One of the most common tactics these spirits use is distraction. You may find yourself suddenly bombarded with worldly concerns, just as you're about to dive into your Bible study or prayer time. Your phone might start ringing incessantly, or you might remember an urgent task that simply can't wait. Another method they employ is doubt. As you're growing in your faith and understanding of God's Word, these spirits may plant seeds of uncertainty in your mind. You might start questioning the very truths you once held dear, wondering if you're on the right path. Fatigue is another weapon in their arsenal. Have you ever felt an overwhelming wave of tiredness? wash over you the moment you kneel to pray? This sudden exhaustion is often a sign of spiritual interference. The Apostle Paul understood this spiritual battle well. In his letter to the Ephesians, he warns us about these unseen forces. Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 12 state, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." My dear friends, this verse reminds us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. These monitoring spirits are part of this dark realm, seeking to impede our spiritual progress. But take heart, God has not left us defenseless. He has provided us with spiritual armor to withstand these attacks. When you feel these unexplained interferences, it's time to put on the full armor of God. Remember, the story of Nehemiah rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem? He faced constant opposition and distractions from enemies who didn't want to see the work completed. Yet, Nehemiah persevered, keeping one hand on his work and the other on his weapon. We must adopt a similar stance in our spiritual lives. When you sense these interferences, don't become discouraged. Instead, see them as confirmation.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
That you're on the right path. The enemy wouldn't bother attacking if you weren't making progress. Stand firm in your faith, my friends. Recognize these interferences for what they are, attempts by monitoring spirits to halt your spiritual growth. But with God on your side, no force of darkness can prevail against you. In the face of these attacks, declare the words of Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Let this verse be your battle cry against these monitoring spirits. Your spiritual growth is your heritage from the Lord, and no interference can rob you of it. Number 2, the presence of recurring negative patterns. My friends, have you ever felt like you're stuck in a cycle of the same mistakes, failures, or setbacks? Do you find yourself repeatedly falling into familiar traps, despite your best efforts to break free? These persistent negative patterns could be indicators of spiritual monitoring. Monitoring spirits are keen observers of human behavior. They study our weaknesses, our vulnerabilities, and our past struggles. Once they identify these areas, they work tirelessly to ensure we remain entangled in these destructive cycles. Think of it like this. These spirits are like skilled fishermen, casting their nets in the same spots where they've caught fish before. They know our tendencies and use this knowledge against us. One common recurring pattern is that of broken relationships. You might find yourself repeatedly attracting the wrong kind of people or falling into the same relationship pitfalls. This cycle can leave you feeling hopeless and questioning God's plan for your life. Another pattern could be financial struggles. No matter how hard you work or how much you try to save, you always seem to end up in the same financial predicament. This recurring issue can breed frustration and doubt in God's provision. Addictive behaviors are also a favorite target of monitoring spirits. They may keep you trapped in cycles of substance abuse, unhealthy eating habits, or other compulsive behaviors. The Apostle Peter warns us about this spiritual reality in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This verse reminds us that our enemy is always on the prowl, looking for opportunities to keep us bound in destructive patterns. But my dear friends, there is hope. God's word provides us with the tools to break these cycles. In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul encourages us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The key to breaking free from these recurring patterns lies in the renewal of our minds. We must actively resist conforming to these negative cycles and instead allow God's truth to transform our thinking. Remember the story of the woman at the well in John 4? She was stuck in a pattern of failed relationships until her encounter with Jesus changed everything. Like her, we too can experience a transformative encounter with Christ that breaks these recurring patterns. When you notice these negative cycles in your life, don't despair. Instead, see them as an opportunity to rely more fully on God's strength and grace. Take a moment to reflect on your life. Are there areas where you feel stuck in a loop? Identify these patterns and bring them before God in prayer. Declare his promises over your life. Remind yourself of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, you have the power to break free from these recurring patterns. Don't allow monitoring spirits to keep you trapped in cycles of defeat. Embrace your identity as a new creation and step into the freedom God has for you. Number 3, the presence of unexplained fear and anxiety. My friends, have you ever experienced a sudden overwhelming sense of dread without any apparent cause? Do you find yourself constantly on edge, anticipating disaster at every turn? These inexplicable feelings of fear and anxiety could be the work of monitoring spirits. These spirits operate in the realm of emotions, seeking to destabilize our faith and trust in God. They whisper lies into our minds, painting worst-case scenarios and amplifying our insecurities. The goal of these spirits is to keep us in a state of constant worry and panic. When we're consumed by fear, we're less likely to step out in faith and fulfill God's purpose for our lives. This tactic isn't new. Even in biblical times, God's people faced similar challenges. Consider the spies who were sent to explore the Promised Land. 10 of them returned with a report filled with fear, focusing on the giants in the land rather than God's promise. But my dear friends, We serve a God who has not given us a spirit of fear. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is our weapon against the fear and anxiety that monitoring spirits try to instill in us. When these inexplicable feelings arise, we must remind ourselves of the spirit God has given us, one of power, love, and a sound mind. Remember, these feelings of fear and anxiety often have no basis in reality. They're simply tools used by the enemy to paralyze us and keep us from moving forward in our faith journey. When you sense these unexplained fears creeping in, take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself, is this fear rooted in truth, or is it a lie from the enemy? Then, turn to God's word for comfort and reassurance. Meditate on verses like Psalm 56, verse 3. "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Let this simple yet powerful declaration become your go-to response when fear and anxiety threaten to overwhelm you. My friends, don't allow monitoring spirits to rob you of your peace and joy. Stand firm in the truth of who God is and who you are in Him. Number 4, the occurrence of persistent misfortune and setbacks. My friends, have you ever felt like you're constantly taking one step forward and two steps back? Do you find yourself facing an unusual string of bad luck or unfortunate circumstances? These persistent setbacks could be indicators of spiritual monitoring. Monitoring spirits often work to create obstacles and roadblocks in our lives. They aim to discourage us, wear us down, and ultimately make us question God's goodness and faithfulness. These setbacks can manifest in various areas of life. You might experience repeated health issues despite taking care of yourself. Perhaps you face continuous obstacles in your career, watching as opportunities slip through your fingers. Or maybe you encounter constant delays and disruptions in your personal goals and aspirations. It's important to note that not all challenges in life are the result of spiritual interference. However, when misfortunes seem to follow a pattern or occur with unusual frequency, it may be a sign of monitoring spirits at work. In the face of these setbacks, we must remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This verse reminds us that even in the midst of persistent challenges, God is still in control. He can use even our setbacks for our ultimate good and His glory. Consider the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. He faced numerous setbacks: betrayal by his brothers, false accusations, and imprisonment. Yet each setback was a stepping stone to his ultimate destiny. When you find yourself facing persistent misfortune, resist the urge to become discouraged or bitter. Instead, view these challenges as opportunities for growth and refinement. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How might God be using this setback to shape my character or redirect my path? Remember the words of James 1 verses 2 to 3. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." These verses encourage us to find joy even in our trials, recognizing that they are producing something valuable in us. My dear friends, Don't allow monitoring spirits to defeat you through persistent setbacks. Instead, stand firm in your faith, knowing that God is working all things together for your good. And number 5, the occurrence of unusual spiritual attacks in dreams. My friends, have you ever woken up feeling drained, as if you've been in a battle all night? Do you experience recurring nightmares that leave you feeling spiritually oppressed? These could be signs of monitoring spirits launching attacks through the realm of dreams. Dreams are a mysterious part of our human experience, often serving as a bridge between the physical and spiritual realms. While not all disturbing dreams are spiritual in nature, consistent patterns of spiritual warfare in your sleep could indicate the presence of monitoring spirits. These spirits may use your dreams as a playground for their attacks, knowing that in sleep, our conscious defenses are lowered. They might bombard you with images of fear, failure, or temptation. You may find yourself repeatedly dreaming of falling, being chased, or encountering dark, menacing figures. Some people report dreams where they feel paralyzed or unable to speak, often accompanied by a sense of evil presence. Others experience dreams that mock their faith or present distorted versions of spiritual truths. The Bible acknowledges the significance of dreams and their potential spiritual implications. In the book of Job, we find this intriguing verse. Job 33, verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds. This verse suggests that God can communicate with us through dreams. However, it also implies that other spiritual forces may attempt to do the same. When facing spiritual attacks in dreams, it's crucial to remember that as believers, we have authority in Christ. Luke 10, verse 19 assures us, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." This authority extends to the dream realm as well. We can exercise our spiritual authority even in our sleep. If you find yourself consistently experiencing spiritual attacks in your dreams, there are steps you can take. First, pray before going to sleep. Ask God for protection and declare His promises over your sleep. You might use a verse like Psalm 4, verse 8. "I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Second, create a peaceful sleep environment. Remove anything from your bedroom that might have negative spiritual associations. Play worship music softly, or play one of our messages as you fall asleep to create an atmosphere of praise and prayer. Third, if you wake up from a disturbing dream, don't dwell on it and avoid talking about it unnecessarily. Instead, immediately begin to pray and declare God's truth over your life. Remember the story of Jacob wrestling with God in his sleep? This encounter, though challenging, ultimately led to Jacob's blessing and transformation. Similarly, our dream encounters, even the difficult ones, can be turned for our good when we bring them under God's authority. My dear friends, don't allow monitoring spirits to torment you in your dreams. Claim the peace and rest that God promises His children. Stand firm in your authority in Christ, knowing that you are protected even as you sleep. I want to remind you of a powerful truth found in 1 John 4, verse 4. "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." No matter what signs of spiritual monitoring you may encounter, always remember that the one who dwells in you is far greater than any force that may come against you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, I stand in awe of your majesty. Your power knows no bounds. Your wisdom is beyond my understanding, and your love is limitless. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and in you I find my purpose and strength. Lord, I thank you for your constant presence in my life. I am grateful for your protection, guidance, and unwavering love. Thank you for opening my eyes to the spiritual realities that surround me. Merciful Father, I humbly ask for your forgiveness for my sins, and I pray for your grace to help me walk in righteousness. I forgive those who have wronged me, knowingly or unknowingly, just as you have forgiven me. Almighty God, I come before you, acknowledging the spiritual battle that rages around me. I pray for discernment to recognize the signs of monitoring spirits in my life. Grant me the strength to stand firm against unexplained interferences in my spiritual growth. Break the chains of recurring negative patterns that seek to hold me captive. I rebuke all spirits of fear and anxiety in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind every spirit of misfortune and setback that attempts to derail my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over spiritual attacks in my dreams. I declare that every assignment of the enemy against my life is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am covered by the blood of Jesus, and no evil shall befall me. I rebuke every monitoring spirit assigned to watch and hinder my progress. I bind and cast out all spirits of fear, doubt, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Strengthen my inner man to withstand the schemes of the enemy. Lord, help me to put on the full armor of God daily. Grant me the wisdom to recognize spiritual attacks and the courage to confront them. I pray for a hedge of protection around my mind, body, and spirit. Sovereign Lord, let your light shine in every dark corner of my life, exposing and expelling all works of darkness. I pray for divine healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Jehovah Rapha, restore every area of my life that has been damaged by the enemy's attacks. I declare that by your stripes, I am healed. Protect me from every form of evil, seen and unseen, known and unknown. Guard my heart, my mind, and my soul against the fiery darts of the wicked one. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. Extend the same blessings, protection, and healing to them. Shield them from the attacks of monitoring spirits. Grant them discernment and strength to stand firm in their faith. Surround them with your love and fill their lives with your peace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and standing united in faith. Father, we declare victory over every monitoring spirit in our lives. We claim your promise of protection and deliverance. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to walk in authority. We pray for healing in our bodies, minds, and spirits. Thank you for your faithfulness and for fighting our battles. We trust in your unfailing love and unwavering protection. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.